Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
How much time do you spend worrying about things that usually never happen? Come on, be honest. And has anything actually ever improved as a result of your worrying about it? Of course not. Paul writes, "The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." He then encourages us by saying that when we do this, the peace of God will fill our hearts and our minds. The instant you begin to worry or feel anxious about anything, take your concern to God in prayer. Release the weight of it and totally trust in Him to either show you what to do or show you that He will take care of it Himself. Prayer is powerful against worry. When you're feeling pressure, it's always best to pray about it instead of fretting or talking about it. Will this be easy to do? Definitely not. And if you're worried all your life, then worry will become a habit. But with commitment, perseverance, and God's help, you can conquer worry. Here are two key things to doing it. Number one, instead of trying to get rid of your negative thoughts, which only keeps you focused on them, fill your mind with positive thoughts, scriptural ones actually. Number two, take action quickly. As soon as you begin to worry, say, "No, I'm not going to worry about this because it does no good." You may wonder though, but who's going to take care of my problem? Oh, obviously it's God. His word says, "The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us."
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.